The International Nuclear Watchdog is inspecting one of India's main reactors after a series of leaks that exposed workers to dangerous levels of radiation. Dozens of employees at the Rajasthan Atomic Power Plant were exposed during two serious breaches earlier this year. The country's Auditor General says that India is just one slip away from a disaster of Chernobyl-like proportions. South Asia correspondent Michael Edwards has this report.
The Rajasthan reactor is one of India's main nuclear plants. Recently, though, it's been plagued by problems. In June, 38 workers were exposed to radiation during maintenance work on a coolant channel. Then in July, four more workers received a dangerous dose of radiation when they were repairing a faulty seal on a pipe. India's government has called on the International Atomic Energy Agency to carry out an inspection of the plant. It's the first time it's done this, but anti-nuclear activists are sceptical. P.K. Sundaram is from the Coalition for Nuclear Disarmament and Peace.
The government is trying to sell the IAEA inspections as basically two things, that Indian reactors would be safer, and secondly that the uranium for the civilian reactors will not be diverted to the for the military purposes, and hence it's safe and okay to import uranium to India.
India's demand for nuclear power is growing. At the moment, it relies on coal for its energy. But as its economy expands, the push is on for an increase in nuclear power. India's Auditor General has raised serious questions about the safety of its nuclear program, though. It says it lacks regulation and thorough safety procedures. It warns India faces a possible nuclear catastrophe. And P.K. Sundaram agrees with this assessment.
It's not safe because of basically four reasons. One, the regulator is not independent. B, post Fukushima, they have not done an independent safety review. C, they are totally secretive and they totally deny any information to the public. And D, they have criminally neglected at least a dozen very, very important objections raised on the nuclear industry over the last 10 to 20 years by government's own committees, parliamentary committees, retired experts from Department of Atomic Energy itself, and independent experts.
The Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard was recently in New Delhi to discuss uranium sales. India says it needs Australian uranium to help fuel its growing economy. It's adamant the uranium will not be used for any military purposes. But P.K. Sundaram says this misses the point. He says Australian supplies will indirectly boost India's nuclear arsenal.
Supplying uranium to its civilian reactor would mean that entire domestic uranium reserve is now free for military purposes. So that is why we oppose it, on the basis that it will give an impetus to India's nuclear weapon industry, and hence it will lead to dangerous arms race, nuclear arms race in South Asia.
India's government is in the process of installing a new and more powerful regulator of its civilian nuclear program.
Michael Edwards.